I have 10, I think, qualified ELs. So like people who have to be an EL, our English language class, English mm-hmm. language development. What I do with those kids, we meet after lunch. So what I have is a independent reading time for students who are not ELD. And I have my mandatory ELD with the kids, with those specific students. And what I did was, which I'm very proud of, is I have on the Zoom, there's a breakout room. Have you done the breakout room? So yes. If you break out the rooms into different and send all the kids to different spaces, like they can all unmute themselves and they can all chat and talk however they want. But if you make two, so what I did was I made two breakout rooms. I assigned all my ELs to the breakout room I'm going to, and I leave everyone else in the lobby. And that makes it so they can't use the chat or unmute themselves. And then I assign them a book to read on another program called Epic. Mm-hmm. And then an Epic will track your time. So I leave and then I go to work with my ELs for 20 or 30 minutes. And then when I come back, I pull up the Epic page and say, you didn't log in. You only read for 5 minutes because it tells me how. So like that's been my find for how to, you know, not only make sure that I get my ELs, but also that I can track my other kids and what they're doing. And I was pretty proud of that.